She's trying to get done. All right, I call the December 10th, 2019 meeting to order. I request a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call, Joel.
Mark Sattler.
Present.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Dave Bench. Roll call complete.
Okay. Looking for approval of the meeting minutes from November 26, 2019.
So moved.
Can second.
Roll call, Dave Bench. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. Fiscal officer's report.
Fiscal reports you have. Fund status. Star Ohio, we have $592,759.26. $592,759.26. Checking account, we have $195,793.13. Payments made since last meeting totaling $51,791.31. Electronic payments 167-2019 through 187-2019, and then warrant numbers 18198 through 18263. Also, since last meeting, deposits totaling $20,269.43. With deposit number 194-2019, then deposit number 246-2019 through 254-2019.
Okay, I move to accept the fiscal officer's report as read.
A second.
Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Joel, I know you have other things. Did you want to do those now? I have them in the new business.
We'll just leave it there.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
Hold on. Sign that. Hold on. Karma. Trash. Nope, we're good. Sorry. Thank you, that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Joel. Okay. Chief, you're up.
Good evening, everyone. We're going to be right at around the 400 total runs for the department. That's what we figured we'd probably be at, and we're coming in close to that right now. We did the bike build for Lucas County Children's Services. That was a lot of fun and had a good time, and the township got some good recognition for that. I just wanted to recap on from a year ago. It was a year ago in January, of kind of just a quick overview of what we did and what we didn't do for the year. So the tanker grant was submitted. We did not get that tanker grant, so we will try again. Recruiting and retentioning, we continue to work that where we were able to gain a few people and currently we have possibly two applications coming in shortly, but I know that we're going to be losing two. They're moving out of the area. Training classes, I would say everything was working forward in the right direction there. No no big concerns or issues. We did make our good asserted efforts to reduce the carcinogens. That's what the extractor came into play in part of that, and then further education on deconning on scenes, so on and so forth. So we're doing there. We didn't do a great job at getting additional people in emergency reporting. We're still relying on 2 to 3 people only. It's something we'll still have to continue to work on. We've gotten some of the information to the billing companies to you guys, looking at those options. The major construction we did was the drains and the electrical. So that hit our budget pretty hard. And then we had that extractor portion that we had to pay. So those were some major costs that were a little bit obscure. We did receive the 9 new radios through our grant, which we they're getting their final programming, and then we should have those. In addition to that, we had picked up another 40 used radios from another department, so that's going to help us so we don't have to purchase pagers. We'll just utilize these radios and distribute radios. So, but we'll probably eliminate the transmitting capabilities of those, so they'll be like a scanner. The 75th anniversary went off real well. We had the people that came had a good time, and that was a good day. We pretty much held our own on our public service events, like open house, and our levy was a success. Well, we didn't get anywhere on our brush truck, so that's going to be pushed out into 2020. We did sell the medic unit, like we hoped to, and that money, came back in, and so we're still looking at some grants, possibly to upgrade some of our SCBAs, which that's a large expense, and then the ongoing as we continue to look at our turnout gear PPE that's required. The other part we did, we get a wildland grant for the GPS that came, so we have that GPS unit. We've got firefighters now trained in wildland firefighting. They're qualified with another qualification for that. So that's just a recap of what we were hoping to achieve. So I think we did pretty good. We hit our mark on most of them. This is just a preliminary, but this is the view of the budget for next year. And I'm sure we'll need to talk and discuss that a little bit further. Trying to keep a little bit in reserve, and the very bottom you see that I left some, and that may not be enough yet. You know, the fiscal officer may suggest something a little bit more further, but if you have any questions particular to a grouping that I put in there, I'll be happy to go over that in more detail with you, like in the contracted services, for instance. Comfortable that I've captured most all the expenses that are in contracted services, and obviously I worked with the fiscal officer. He provided me a lot of our baseline information. So,
yeah. Quick question on the motor vehicle. The $20,000, is that a $10,000 down payment plus a $10,000?
No, it's out of the $20,000, $10,000 of it is where I wanted to keep track for the brush truck if we go forward in that.
Okay, what about the skid? Is that in here?
The skid is in the operating because that's part of a grant.
Okay, it's in your 30. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Those are terrific questions. I mean, they're all good.
On the
yes,
the pay, the firefighter pay.
Yep.
Did that... I don't know where we're going to fall this year yet. Were them kind of rough numbers, Joel, you figured?
I
know we had to reappropriate a little bit.
Correct.
A couple meetings ago.
I based it off of the latest fund status that
okay.
we have, and that's what I based it
okay.
off
of. Yeah, a lot of your, I mean, your Medicare, workman's comp, unemployment, Social Security, PERS, them are all going to be pretty standard.
Oh, I apologize. I have to go back to my office. I have to get something for you on Chuck Flack. So you may want to move to someone else.
Okay. Okay. We'll. Is there anything else you had right now other than that?
That was it. It's just that I have to Chuck.
Well, I will say, Chief, that I feel that you guys did accomplish quite a few things on your list there. I know the extractor and the electrical and the drain, that was kind of a big hit,
yeah.
but it was something that needed to be done. That drain needed to be put in 20 years ago. You know, so and the big congratulations on the levy. I mean, that was huge,
yeah.
especially getting the extra.
Big
so,
accomplishment, yeah.
And I do know that you guys are very involved with a lot of PR events, so I know that takes up a lot of time. So I would say congratulations on what you guys got accomplished this year for 2019, and hopefully get the same amount or more next year. I mean, it's, you know. Did you have anything else on this, Mark?
I would like to compliment you also on the, as well as Joel, you gentlemen working together. You've got a good system in place to make sure that you are aware of all of the transactions, all the expenses that get earmarked for the fire department. And I think we can safely say that you know everything that's being spent and charged against the fire department, and you know that's wonderful. So you've got very good command of your expenses now. So that puts you in a very good position then for going forward, budgeting, having a very good knowledge of what you've got.
One thing that I did see, and it just kind of jumped out at me, was
yes.
did everybody catch the news tonight that the 911 consolidation passed?
I didn't.
It did, and I just happened to see, because you had $12,000 over here for your dispatch and services, which
right.
we know that's going to go up.
Yes.
So,
although I believe it's a 4-year phase-in,
yeah.
so I think that the first year is zero.
Yep.
So what I'm not sure about is, does your $12,000 go away in 2020?
No, we're committed to Oregon for
okay.
our dispatch
right.
service, and we've already agreed and signed
okay.
yep.
the
right.
agreement.
So then in year 2, 2021, or thereabouts, whenever
right.
they kick in the second year, then I think you're going to have to bear 25% of that
yes,
consolidated
sir.
Cost.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It was just, I saw that, it just kind of jumped out at me, because it was kind of, we were talking about it, I caught it just when I was walking out of the house tonight to come down here, so.
Well, I just want to thank everyone, you know, the trustees too, for the guidance of, you know, maybe going for a levy a little year early. I know we're still on the same monies, nothing changes yet until 2021, so, you know, I mean, the residents appreciate that too, but. You know, I didn't, you know, I'm not taking any credit for that. I was glad that, you know, as a team, that was put forth and
yeah, it's good to have that breathing room.
Yeah, because
yeah.
we definitely need it for this
yep.
for this new change. So.
All right, so you're going to go over there, we'll move on.
To my office and
okay.
get something
right,
to do
right.
with it. Yeah. And
come over there. Okay, so we will wait for the chief to come back. Mike, we'll let you get in with your report.
Okay. I'll start off with Christmas party. I thought it went very well. We had a lot of help and very appreciative for a lot of people. I would like to rattle these names off real quick if I could. The rec board was awesome. They donated all the cookies and all the cupcakes along with the chief. So that was a big expense. We got Val Hinojosa, Sheila Stringham, Bob Graham and Jim Measle are all on the rec board, and they were fantastic. I did comprise a little committee. It was Vivian Stoller, Shella Stringham, and Vivian Stoller were kind of like the main people that kind of got it going, and I followed their lead because they've done it before, and it worked out fantastic. Carol Niskota was instrumental in the whole thing. I mean, she was fantastic. She donated a ton of stuff, and she was really, really great. The Broncos for donating the centerpieces, which came out fantastic. I thought that was a nice touch. And Mark, I appreciate you talking at the end. Mark kind of closed it out and kind of spoke at the end, which I thought was something that needed to be done. I think there was about 30 to 35 kids there. Joel probably might know better.
Yeah, same as last year. Good. You know, some new same faces, some new ones.
It looked, I thought it looked maybe even better attended than last year. But I thought it was, my compliments to you and to Santa Claus and to your committee. I really think you folks did a great job. My two grandsons were there, and they just had a ball.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's great. And the chief did a fantastic job. He was instrumental in a ton of stuff, and I will thank him when he gets in here again. But and I've thanked them 20 times already, but it worked out great.
Yeah.
So that's that. Glad to have that in the books. Now move on with my typical report. Basketball, it's all basketball. Basketball the whole way through. They changed it this year, so volleyball will be after basketball before they are at the same time. Now it's boys and girls basketball, and then volleyball will be next. So it's a lot of basketball. I know I mentioned it before, but they use Win a lot, and I'm there every day, so kind of keep that in check. So that's what's happening. I did turn into Joel the rec attendance for the year, so he has all that. I do have another fertilizer bid from Landart. They're $300 apart. The part of the reason why it's $300 apart is when he went out, Landart measured the Joe Burke part. You know what it looks like. The neighbor mows a bunch of it, so it looks like it's large, and I know it's not. So he must have measured the whole thing. So it was like three times the amount that True Green was. So I called him and I asked him if he wanted to correct that and if he wanted to remeasure or he never called me back. So I take that as a no. So I have the True Green bid, and they did call me yesterday, left a voice message and wanted to know what was happening. And I didn't return their call because I was gonna wait till today to see what you guys wanted to do with it.
To refresh my memory, I think we talked at the last meeting. We already cut off the spring one.
We cut off the spring. We cut off the spring one at the
cemetery.
At the cemetery. No, we cut off the fall one at the cemetery, and we cut off the spring at the offices and the spring at Joe Burke. That's according to this sheet.
Okay, because I remember talking to Kevin, and Kevin's like, I hate having the cemetery sprayed in the spring, and Eric could probably confirm, it grows so fast, and in between the
mowing and
trying to keep up with it.
The roads.
So this has the fall one, Mark, they're all the same price. So, I mean, if I take the first one off, I can take the first one off, and it wouldn't change the price because they're missing one already.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that won't change the price. But whatever you want me to do, I'll call her. And
so even if they don't put the, if you're saying if we don't have them spray in the spring, the first one,
well,
the price will not change?
This original bid was for four times. So what we took off, they put back on. And they just put a check mark on it to mark it as recommended.
Yeah.
So then that price for everything was $62.83. If I take everything off, which was the way we had it last year, it takes it down to $56.19. And it's a little bit higher than we paid last year, but it's the same services. But I mean, if you back up 2 years ago, we got an awesome deal because the farmer came in and bid the one part for just the weed control, and they matched it. So I think they're trying to catch up a little bit with this.
Do you feel you need it? I don't fertilize my lawn because I refuse to pay for something I got cut. But if you feel it needs to be done.
Well, the part that I feel that needs to be done the most is the squared off part that we do for baseball diamonds and the stone. that's absolutely, those need to be done. Yeah, that's the part that's used the most. And it looks, if you go out there, well, not now so much, but if you go out there in the spring or summer, you can tell what's, those are treated four times a year, and the other ones are treated like once or twice. You can see there's a line.
Yeah. And
it's a pretty substantial difference. As far as the cemetery, I mean, I don't go out there much in Joe Burr Park. I don't go out there much either, so I don't know if that's something that, I would imagine you would probably want to keep the cemetery kept up a little bit.
Yeah. I would almost, to be honest with you, in my opinion, the condition of the Joe Burr Park, I wouldn't even spend the money on it. And the only reason being is we know the kids go in there with their four-wheelers, they go in there with their trucks.
It's even the auto work that we did a couple years ago. It did look good for a while, and then it just goes back. And Kevin warned me about all that. Yeah. He did tell me about all that.
But we feel we owe it, you know, we should keep it up. And, you know, I definitely want to get the mulch in there this summer. Mm-hmm. But
That's on the list of mulch for a couple different areas.
So I would say, if any of them are parked down there. And the only reason, I know if you've been down there, Mark.
Which one is that?
On Rialto.
Okay, yeah, I've been by there.
And they, you know, right. we put a lot of time in, and Mike put a lot of time in there and effort, and I know it was within that year they were in there with four-wheelers and trucks tearing it up. And it,
so if I take that out, that's a relatively small charge. It'd be, it's $73.50 an application. If I take out those three, I'll do that. I'll keep the baseball diamonds the same. They have four in here, but we've only used three for the to spray the stone. I already took that out. So whatever you want to do with the offices, do you want to take the first one out of the office, the spring one out of the offices?
Looking at Eric, he's a grass cutter. He's shaking his head yes.
Okay. So I'll take that one out of the offices. That's, you know, another $100. And I'll take the, what do you want me to do with the cemetery?
I think he said he wanted the first one off, didn't he, Eric? Correct. The first one, so it'll only be three times in the cemetery.
Three times.
Yep.
So the early spring will be taken off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll get rid of the park, get rid of the first one in the spring for the offices and the
cemetery.
Now, as far as the other part, the big, huge open area when you walk, pull in the driveway on the left and right, you know what I mean? The ball diamonds. Those are used mostly in the fall. I already have that down to a minimum. I'll see what can happen with that. I think we do it twice just to keep the weeds down. Because the only thing that grows is clumps of clover. And that's why you go out there, you see clumps of clover. So I think we put that on there just to kind of control that a little bit. So, and I think that will take it down a little bit. And also I will inquire about, because True Green gave me if it's paid before December 31st, we would get a 10% discount if you pay the whole thing. So it'll be one check for a whole year. So I will mention that to them guys, and then we can do that. So proceed with that then.
I think so.
Agreed.
I think
this is under the amount that I can spend, so I'll just take care of it all tomorrow. Whatever it is. So hopefully it's under that $5,600. Sure. All right, I'll take care of that. Moving on real quickly. We did finalize the projects that we will do for next year in no particular order. We will continue that walking path to complete that loop. From the part where we finished just around the first baseball diamond, so if we have continuous loop around the one diamond. We will landscape around the pavilion. That'll be a nice addition. I put back on there again for next year to take care of those bricks on the garage there. Mm-hmm. We had the bid and we approved it from this year, but whatever we have done, so I put it up next year. I'll get the parking lot sprayed. You know what it looks like. We need to have the diamonds regraded and more stone. I'm going to have to look into a name who I can get that done. If you know anybody who has that capability. And I a couple people come to mind, but I have to get with Kevin because he knows that mix. We'll take care of that. And whatever's left, I'm predicting that it'll be about $10,000. Whatever's left, we will put towards more trees. So we just, I gave all that information to Joel, and he has all that for next year, so we should be all set.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it. Anything for Mike?
Well, if I could go back.
Oh.
With that office there, what happened was there when the sheriff was in there, when they left, they offered that to me. So some of my stuff was in here, some of them were in the rest. I just consolidated in there.
Yeah, I don't know if it was if she's gonna do it or not. It was just a conversation we had, and
I'm so. Feeling will not be hurt.
I know you wear the pants at home, so. All right, thank you, Mike.
And if I could thank the chief publicly.
Oh, yep, absolutely.
Oh, much appreciated. It was fun.
Okay, I know we gotta go back to the chief, but zoning report. Linda's not here.
Correct.
So we'll go ahead back to you, Chief, on what you had. And
so I have a request. This is from Firefighter Flack. So there's two letters you need to read, and all it is to disconnect from his purse. Firefighter, or Captain Flack, is retiring from his regular employment as a nurse at the facility he works at. And in order for him to kind of move forward, and he's been in PERS his entire career, which is over 40 years, and he had checked with PERS, so this is all approved and okay. That so he needs to technically retire, and then he wants to immediately rehire. So you see, it's one's on the 31st, and then the other one's right on the 1st.
I would do it, but he spelled my name wrong.
Did he really?
So. On the bow, he spelled it B-O. So,
did he really?
Yep.
Oh my
gosh. As long as I know that guy, he spelled my name wrong. So I have to think about this. So technically, we could make a motion to now to accept his retirement. On December 31st, and
do we just want to finalize that motion and then introduce a second?
We can do that.
Okay.
So, I move to accept Charles Flack's retirement from the Jerusalem Township Fire Department effective December 31st, 2019.
I'll second.
Roll call, Dave Bench. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bob Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. And I move to rehire Charles Flack on January 1 of 2020. And since the time is so minimal, I will not require a physical or a background check.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench. Motion carried.
Thank you. Is that it, Chief?
That was it.
Okay, thank you.
The ambulance soft billing that we're looking at.
Yes.
Just want to let you know, we'd like to table any decision on that until the next meeting. Give us a chance to review. I did forward the contract that just came through to you. And
you did
to
me?
Yeah, just in the last hour.
Okay. Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, I went through the other day. I was going through them after we talked, and the Great Lakes, when I was going through it, I mean, they had the stuff we needed, or some of the stuff, you know, 7%, and but I realized that it wasn't a contract also, and that we needed to see it apples to apple. And AccuMed, if I want to make sure I have this correct, AccuMed is who Lucas County is currently using.
Yeah. Okay. Lucas County, as well as Toledo Fire.
Okay.
As well as a majority of the departments.
And I had asked Joe today, and he said that Oregon, I think, is on the same one.
They're not yet. They're.
Are they going to it?
They're stuck in their contract right now.
Okay, so he must be dealing with
a different one.
So he's dealing with Lucas. So he's working with Lucas County then. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So we'll hopefully we can. I want to try and have it all for the meeting coming up this month. Can't tell Jim when it is yet, but we're gonna have a meeting this month. So we'll try and I think we should be all have the we all make a decision and have you an answer this year yet. Okay. All right. Julie, we haven't forgot about you. We got one more report, and then we're gonna let you do your thing, and then we're gonna let you get out of here.
That's all right.
All right, Eric, you're up. Maintenance department.
Last Monday, we had a funeral at the cemetery. We mowed and trimmed the cemetery one last time. We leveled headstones. We haven't got them all, but we got the worst ones. It's for the hall. They completed the mansard above the shop doors, took the brick down, so it kind of matches the mansard line for the hall. We mowed the park and some here in the rec fields for the last time. We're just washing equipment, getting it cleaned up, putting stuff in the barn, getting ready for maintenance next month. I've been doing address signs, making those.
Lots of them.
And John Gravel dropped off the back a while back.
Go for the salt shed?
I think last week.
Because I think that was that up to Kevin to decide when?
I don't know. He's.
I had mentioned something at the last meeting, and Dave said, no, we're not going to waste the money on it if we don't need it. In the last meeting, I was.
Yeah, well, they dropped it off like just before Thanksgiving.
I don't think it matters because we already approved the money to do it, but yeah. It
just, you're saving $1,000 a month.
Right.
Right. So if we, so by not having, we don't need to pay for it until January.
Yeah.
Right. You save $2,000 if we dropped, well, $1,000 at least, we dropped it off in November.
Right.
That's a lot of savings. I hope it didn't. He just dropped it off prematurely, maybe.
Well, just remember that when I get rid of it in March. Because I always try and get rid of it in March, and we end up holding on to it till like April or May.
Yeah. Yeah, and we, well, we get snow till April.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it. That was short and sweet.
All right, very good. Thanks,
Eric. Thanks, Eric. Okay, trustees' reports. Mark, anything on the cemetery?
No, we're still waiting for the Lucas County engineers, but no, nothing else. Nothing to report.
Nothing new on the hall rentals. Slowed down a little bit. I'm sure it'll get crazy right after the first year. Dick, you'll get me another lift for next year. For the food pantry, you'll get me all the dates you want again.
I didn't
get it. No, not yet. I don't think so. Maybe
I think I
you might have. I. Yep, you did. Never mind. You're way ahead of me. All right. So, hall rentals have been down. So not much there. And nothing new. Dave's not here, but nothing new on the roads, right?
No.
Okay. Okay. Miss Julie, you got the floor.
All right. A calendar and some cookies here. Say thanks for your business and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Give you these. There's just one copy of that, okay. But I want to go over it with you guys to make sure we cover that. And this is for Dave. One for you too, Joel. So this is your January 1st renewal with Medical Mutual. And that first column there, I'm just going to open up the folders and just kind of go over the papers there with the first column. The premium is going up about 7.84%. One thing I want to point out, though, is Mark, that one paper I gave you, the mandated fees that they're yeah, that they're putting on. Group policies now are a lot higher than what they've been in the past. So actually that sheet that, just a couple pages there that say the mandated fees on it.
Right.
You can see that 2019 was 286. And if you flip that page, 2020 went up to 145.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's a monthly.
Yes. And that's from the government. Yep. That's to kind of collect to help support everybody that's going on with health insurance and all the claims. And so that's a mandated fee from the government. So actually the renewal with Medical Mutual went up 4%, but the fees added 3%. So I just, you know, in years past it was always cheap with the mandated fees from the government, but now this year they just really stuck, you know, on there quite a bit. So just kind of show you what 2019 and 2020 was there. So the renewal goes up about 4% and the fees are add that 3% onto it. So basically with the renewal, it's still the same as far as the 4,000 individual deductible and 8,000 family. Your HRA, you contribute 2,500 and 5,000 on the family. And then it is 100% after your deductible. So the employee out of pocket for individual is 1,500 and family is 3,000. So if you go to the bottom there where it says monthly premium, you can see what the current premium is and then what the monthly premium is. One thing I did find out though, they don't have Cindy Bench on the renewal. So you're gonna have to add like $206 onto the premium. I'm checking into that. She's active and everything, but I'm not sure why they don't have her on that renewal.
She is Medicare eligible.
Yep. She is. Yep. She's
coming off.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is Medicare eligible. So actually, if you go to that second page, kind of jump ahead a little bit, how they have Dave listed there, they'll have Cindy as her own is Medicare eligible also.
Okay.
So her premium would be the same as Dave's on there. Because she did send her Medicare card to me, I think, I don't know, a while back, and we sent it in. But your renewal, the premium will be a couple hundred extra. I noticed that they didn't have her on there, so we are checking into that.
But the same as Dave, probably.
Yeah,
it is. Per month.
Yeah. So just kind of a heads up on that. So basically, on that first page, with the monthly premium, and then it has the annual premium, which you pay from 1 year to another, and then the increase is 7.84. And the employer HRA maximum liability is at 20,000. That would be if everybody hit their maximum for the HRA for the year, okay? So that's kind of what you're on the hook for. If everybody met that, with the premium, that's where that 82,180 comes in at. So then usually it's around 50 to 65% that people use on the HRA accounts. So we kind of roughed it at 65%. And where it says estimated plan cost at 75,180, that would be your annual premium plus the 65% on the HRA. What the month or the annual premium would be with the HRA if people did that. So then it would be a 6.39%. We did quote it out with Anthem, with your health questionnaires. That did not come back any better. That was a lot higher. We quoted it out with Anthem to the far right there. That's without questionnaires. And as you can see, that's still higher also. You do have the option in that third column, if you wanted to increase your deductible from 4,000 individual to 5,000, if the family deductible would go from 8,000 to 5,000, you would still have your HRA at the 2,500, 5,000, and it's still 100% after the deductible. So you can see the difference there, what it would be with the monthly premium at the 4,657 if you increase that deductible. That would be really the only option to save on, you know, with anything.
I would recommend I move that we stay with the P 4,000, 8,000.
the renewal. It's a very modest increase, and as you indicated, almost half of that increase is the mandated fee anyway.
Right, yeah, and you can't get away from that, unfortunately, so. Life insurance still stays the same, that's at $20,000. Dependents stay on the policy till age 26, and now is open enrollment, so if anybody needs to get on the insurance that wasn't on it, you know, now they can get on it effective January 1st. If they have a qualifying event during the year, you know, somebody has a baby, somebody gets married, divorced, stuff like that, you can jump on it here. You have to have your app in within 30 days, but now's the time for open enrollment if anybody wanted to jump on. So.
Dental and vision stayed the same too?
Dental and vision is all the same. Yep. That second page is your census. So I just tell everybody to look at that, make sure. I know Cindy's not on there, but she'll get on there. And to the far right, it shows what your current premium is and then what your new rate will be for each person.
Let's see. Yeah. Mine would just be the, employee male with spouse.
Yeah, because we sent in a form, didn't
we? Yes. Yeah, we took so, him off.
Right. So you want to...
September, yeah.
You would want to deduct 191.60, that's 19. So we would deduct 184.64 from yours.
Okay, good. That's going in the right direction.
That should be on the billing. That should be corrected on the billing as he's getting the billing and everything. They run these renewals so often, right, or so far behind the date that, you know, when you have changes, send them in, it doesn't play catch up. So. And the third page is...
What do you give me, 65 or Medicare?
What's that?
65 for Medicare?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but, right.
Third page is what people have used on the HRA. So the report, we can't put names on there due to HIPAA, but that's what you've spent so far in the HRA up to December 9th. So it's a couple thousand off from the 65% with that. But it does show what's been disbursed and what's available out there. And the next few pages just talk about your HRA, the dental and vision, but those are all the same. And the last page is the toolkit. You can go on the website to get forms, talks about your insurance, what benefits you have. Just make sure that everybody that's on the plan gets this page because they can go online and get the SBCs. You just required everybody the SBC, but it's on there, so.
Okay. Just for a quick, one thing I did see here on the employment enrollment detail and rates, you do have a county of Ottawa on there. That doesn't change, does it? Because we're Lucas County. Up there at the top.
Yeah, second page in.
I'm sorry.
They have an Ottawa. Yeah, they do have Ottawa.
I don't know if that's going to change.
Yeah, this one has Lucas, but that one has Ottawa.
Yeah.
Probably.
Lucas County gets all our money, so.
Yep, we'll get that updated for you. You might have to sign something gold.
Unless it costs us more money, then I'm not signing anything.
Yeah. Right. Their mistake, right?
Yeah.
I'm in agreement with you, Mark. We're doing insurance at work right now, and ours went up 30% next year. I mean, 7% is a very, very...
It's an enviable rate.
Yes, yes. I'm very jealous. So I can make the motion to renew the health care, with Medical Mutual, the HSA P4000/8000.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
All I'll just let them know to renew as is then,
yep.
And no changes.
Great.
And then, I don't know if you've gotten the new bill yet for that, Joel, but you'll get it.
Sure I will.
Right.
Julie, the only other change you may want to, I don't know if it's still, if they've still got Joe Kiss listed as the contact.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did notice that when I was
okay.
Pregnant, so
right.
That
okay,
too.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not on there. It's just who it's addressed to.
Okay, very good.
Thank
Julie,
you, Julie,
thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you for the cookies.
You're welcome.
Those are for the trustees, right? Not for the fiscal officer.
Whatever you
want to
share.
I can put whatever note you want on it.
Thank you for your business, and everybody have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thanks, thank you very much.
Oh, is this, and this is just
that's a large calendar.
You can have that, Joel.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You want to stay on new business since you're out? New, old. She wasn't on there. You want to keep her on new?
Well, yeah, we snuck her in here, so she didn't have to wait through the whole meeting. It, on my copy.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we just finished, what, the first page?
Yeah. Okay. So we'll jump over here to the old business. I think Dave's not here to talk about the sandbags any further with the alfalfa mill. We still have to worry about the flat brigade on Brown Internal. That's still in the works. They have to do that. They promised us they were going to get that done. So, the ditch petition, he hasn't said anything. I know he's got the...
I think he's making progress, but yeah.
I know he sent the big one off to Ottawa County and Wood County to get that one, or to Mike Panuski. Dike update, we're still kind of...
Yeah, we're still expecting the final report from the engineers, or the... Corps of Engineers. Yeah,
mid-January?
Mid-January,
yep.
Thereabouts, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so the one Jim's been waiting for. So, the next regular scheduled meeting falls on December 24th, Christmas Eve. I had elected to come because I was going to be at my in-laws, but nobody else wanted to come.
That
so,
wouldn't go over well with Mrs.
No, it wouldn't. So, what we're thinking about doing is having a December 30th meeting and starting at 5:00, doing our meeting for the month and the reorg meeting all that day. Because Mark will be leaving for out of town for a couple weeks in January and would like to have a few days prior before he leaves. So, Joel, that date works for you. Chief, that works for you for the reorg. I would say 5:00.
I think that sounds good. Yeah, we should probably count on that on it running for 3 hours.
That's going to be a long meeting. Yeah.
So our regular meeting first.
Yeah.
Just got to put a notice out.
Yeah. You'll take care of that?
Well, you can just put on the marquee. It'll be more than enough time.
Okay.
It's if it's like... really quick notice, and I gotta physically go around the places.
Oh, okay.
We have weeks to remind people,
yeah.
So.
Okay. So just mark, just on the
yeah, that'd be
sufficient.
Okay. Yeah, plenty of time to notify.
Okay, so we'll do the next meeting in December will be December 30th at 5:00.
Very good.
Okay, the OTA conferences in. Columbus are in February this year.
That's in February, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
So. Yeah. The Clean Marina was on here meeting. Mark, you said
they,
that it was.
Yeah,
changed.
The lady who was leading that today had a family emergency, and so that's going to be rescheduled for the spring.
Okay. Did we ever, the street light outage number, did we, anybody ever share that information?
Yes, yes, I did get that. I've got it in my phone.
Perfect.
You may have that if you'd like.
Yep, I'm going to. Okay. I'll remove this, and this will be posted up there on the board. We'll put it up there also.
Oh, sure, that's
next to the phone.
Sure.
Okay.
Would it be crazy to put it on the township website?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I mean, it would save a call to us just so they could do it.
Well, yeah, and I don't know. I know the first one is one that I've already had. I mean, that's out there on the township Edison website. But the second one I've not seen before. So that
I think we should put the Edison one. Not that people look at our website as much, but.
But I think that second one may be one that's reserved.
Super secret.
Yes.
We don't want them, once we get it, we don't want them changing it on us.
Yeah, they'll have to find the new number.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so I can remove that. Tomorrow is the Lucas County Township Association final meeting of the year.
Correct. And I believe that begins at 6 o'clock on Albin Road in Monclova.
I left this on here, Alan Pfaff with the Lucas County Engineer's Office on the cemetery. I'm going to leave it on there to make sure we stay on top of him. Yes. I did reach out to Sam down at Mike Sheehy's office today. I slipped my mind last week. I was gone out of town. On the state capital budget process to see about getting some funding for the dikes. And the last thing in old business is the Jerusalem Township strategic planning. I think we're just leaving that on there for now.
Just leave that on there, right.
Okay. All right, moving into new business. We got some bad news.
Call it an opportunity.
You call it an opportunity? You call it an opportunity? Okay. So, All-Star Garbage has sold their business to Republic. So, we had such great luck with All-Star. They were doing a fantastic job. The complaints were just so minimal. And all the guys were courteous. Republic will be taking over effective on January 6th of 2020. So we think that the best thing for us to do as a trustees, number one, the price doesn't change. They're locked into our contract that we signed with All-Star. But we're thinking about calling a special meeting with Republic to make sure that our expectations are met on the same service that we're getting now.
I think we have a number of questions about the specifics that we're enjoying with All-Star. We'd like to know how Republic plans to meet.
We don't know. Are they going to do 2 days a week again, or are they going to come out and do it in one day? You know, there are things that we need to know to be able to pass on to the residents. And we want to reiterate to them, you know, how professional and how hardworking the guys with All-Star were. We expect that with Republic Services. So
and also it would be an opportunity for any interested citizens to come and ask their questions of Republic.
So we'll reach out to Republic and get a meeting set.
Yeah, I can contact Republic, get back with everybody and set a date and then push it out on social media. Yeah. I'll put it on the marquee as well.
I was going to say we could do it that day, but that's going to be a long meeting as it is on the 30th.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah.
So, Chief.
Just a curious question. In the All-Stars contract, did that also include the once-a-year unlimited pickup in their contract? Okay, so presumably Republic would have to honor that as well. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that was in the contract.
Although I think it was it by the ton?
It was by the ton. And that was, I was trying to figure the right wordage for that because there was a rate, if I remember this correctly, there was a rate plus X amount of dollars per ton. So if it was $5,000 for the unlimited plus so much money per ton of garbage they took out. So where we really pay is when the people from other surrounding areas come out and put their garbage out here for unlimited garbage pickup. It hits, you know, that I've seen that number now two or three times be a drastic swing depending on weather and things like that. So
So yeah, we'll Mark, you'll reach out to Republic about getting a meeting with them. I, in all honesty, I would like to do it before they.
Absolutely.
But because it's going to be tough.
They actually want us to sign this consent letter, and they want that done in the next 3 or 4. Well, in the next 4 weeks. So no, I'd really rather. Well, we probably need to try to get them in here within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. In the consent letter, we basically have to sign it, because if not, then we're voiding the contract with All-Star, and then we're going to be scrambling to find a garbage company. So we'll probably get the letter signed, and but we'll get a meeting with them. So bad news on that. I'm not happy about that, but I guess good for the Tom and Terry if they made some money on their business. Okay, moving right on to the trash again. We trash appropriation, Joel.
So I need a motion. Wait. I had to increase our appropriation for the general fund to cover our last payment to All-Star, which is our last payment to All-Star also. For the year, but forever. Let me think here real quick. Oh, that's for the fire department. Give me a second. I didn't bring in. I emailed it to you, I believe. I did. Didn't I?
Well, and everything. We're waiting on you for everything else on the.
No, I have the other ones. I printed off the other one. Remember, I sent you an email. Shit. Hold on.
I told you I don't open your emails.
That's
they could be infected.
Hold on. I have to get the dollar amount.
I thought it was going to be $10,000.
I did increase our general fund appropriation to pay our, because we were short. And I'm going to stall while I look for that.
It was
Hold on.
It was $10,000, I think, Joel.
Yeah, but I wanted to read the appropriation amount. Like what was before and after. God damn it. Hold on.
Can I find
it? I don't email you that much. Here we go. Well, I didn't have that other. Yeah, so I don't have that amount. Wanted to increase, get a motion to increase the appropriation for the general fund $10,000 to pay our remaining trash bill. So we were short in what we expected to pay, like what we appropriated to pay, and just need to increase the general fund appropriation for 2019 to cover our last pickup of the year.
So moved.
Oh.
Yeah, question. Quick. Sure. Just out of curiosity, how did we miss a that?
We didn't know how much we were going to pay.
Because of the, like, unlimited and the dumpster?
No, it just, because it varied. Like, the contract wasn't, each month is different, too. Like, you have more dumps at the dump here at the township dump. And, yeah, sure, the rate for the unlimited, we don't know what that really was.
Right, so that's, but basically.
We were close by months. I appropriated $10,000, but it was really, like, $6,000.
Okay, so you're only over by
40. Yeah,
so that was good, close. Because them are numbers that we're shooting in correct. The dark on. That was, I just wanted to make sure we didn't miss something.
That's right. And then to be true to this, and I'd rather reappropriate the money and put the real number down for 2019 so we know going forward. And we don't know what 20, well, we know 2020 is going to be very similar. But, yeah.
And so, actually, the rate increase just happened. October, September?
That's correct.
September, October. So we've got all the way till September, October next year.
Right.
Before the rate increases a few percent again.
Yeah. So we just, so you made the motion, you seconded.
No, he made the motion, I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call, Dave Bench. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried. Okay.
Okay. Joel, 2192 fund.
I had to increase the rec appropriation for 2019 so that I could pay rec board members. It was only $1,000. I don't think I spent $1,000, but I just increased it enough to pay it. So I need a motion for...
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call, Dave Bench. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay.
And that was from $54,000 to $55,000. So that was that appropriation.
Okay.
Sorry.
$54,000
total appropriation recreation fund to $55,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four here, the Otarma bonds.
Because Mark is our trustee for 4 years. There's a program for our bonding, faithful performance coverage, which they're offering as part of our bonding for our public officials. So I had to wait to share this application with you until that worked out.
You got past the recount? Yes.
Yeah. So I didn't make copies of this. There is a resolution, which is separate than the material. Please look it over. I mean, the good thing is the name doesn't change, but that coverage is new for all the townships.
And this is based upon the annual budget of the township.
Right.
Okay. And we have had this in place for 2019.
The faithful performance is new. The right.
Okay.
The bond itself is the bond itself. You know, each of us is bonded. I have a higher bond than the trustees, Linda, but this additional coverage is what they're including for our future coverage.
So this replaces the traditional surety bond.
No premium due at this time. Nominal charge at renewal.
Right.
Do we know what the charge is yet?
No.
We don't know.
Then there's a resolution.
So you do need a resolution.
I do. Yes. They would like a resolution.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't make this stuff up, guys. I just get a bill to me. And try to figure out what we have to do. Yeah.
So, does this only apply to newly elected officers or all of the officers?
All. Okay. They were waiting on our election.
Right. So we got Joel, you, Dave, and Dave are on the same cycle.
Okay.
See where this comes in on four.
Right.
In April there. One fiscal officer, three trustees.
Right. And then do you cover the zoning inspector and the road superintendent as well or not?
I believe the zoning inspector is bonded, but not the road superintendent.
Okay. All right.
What's not on there is the zoning inspector.
Right. Would you want to edit this and add that? Or?
No, I think I could just inquire about that and just...
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know. She is bonded?
She has. And I believe that's because we had to show proof of bonding to an attorney request for this year and prior year, so we've been bonding her for a while.
Okay.
I will just make myself a note to find out what that... Because those aren't elected officials. I think the difference how they treat like the elected officials versus us purchasing an additional coverage for an employee...
All right. I move that we approve the resolution recommended to us by the Ohio Township by our Township Risk Management Authority, OTARMA.
Do you need this read in?
Yes. Okay.
You can just insert it?
To type it out. I'm going to send that to him, but might as well just read the verbiage.
Okay. All right. Resolution. Whereas Jerusalem Township in Lucas County is a member of the Ohio Township Association Risk Management Authority, OTARMA, a political subdivision risk pool established pursuant to Ohio Revised Code hereinafter, ORC 2744.081. Whereas House Bill 291 was signed into law on December 20th, 2018 and became effective March 20, 2019, authorizes the use of an employee dishonesty and faithful performance of duty policy instead of individual surety bonds for trustees, employees, and appointees who are otherwise required by law to acquire a bond before entering upon the discharge of duties, and whereas in accordance with ORC 3.061, the township must adopt a policy by resolution to allow the use of an employee dishonesty and faithful performance of duty coverage document rather than a surety bond to cover loss by fraudulent or dishonest actions of employees and failure of employees to faithfully perform duties, the following shall apply to the policy. Item 1, an officer, employee, or appointee shall be considered qualified to hold the office or employment without acquiring a bond on the date the oath of office is taken, certified, and filed as required by law. Item 2, an officer, employee, or appointee shall have the employee dishonesty and faithful performance of duty policy in effect before the individual's term of office or employment, and the officer, employee, or appointee shall not commence the discharge of duties until coverage is documented. Item 3, all officers, employees, or appointees who would otherwise be required to file a bond before commencing the discharge of duties shall be covered by and are subject to the employee dishonesty and faithful performance of duty policy instead of a surety bond requirement. Item 4, the coverage amount for an officer, employee, or appointee under an employee dishonesty and faithful performance of duty policy shall be equal to or greater than the maximum amount of the bond otherwise required by law. Item 5, elected officials prior to taking the oath of office and holding office shall obtain approval of the intent to use the township's OTARMA coverage agreement and affirm that the township's coverage complies with ORC 3.061. Said approval shall be obtained by the Jerusalem Township, Lucas County. Whereas Jerusalem Township, Lucas County's employee dishonesty and faithful performance of duty policy through the OTARMA coverage document complies with ORC 3.061, and now therefore be it resolved that on this date, December 10th, 2019, the Jerusalem Township, Lucas County hereby authorizes the township to purchase and use employee dishonesty and faithful performance of duty policy through OTARMA instead of individual surety bonds for officers, employees, and appointees who are otherwise required by law to acquire a bond before entering upon the discharge of duties.
So moved.
Can you reread that one? I'll second that.
Okay, roll call, Dave Bench. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried. Can I add one more before Kevin and Health?
It isn't on the agenda.
Too bad. Thanks for approving that. I had to increase our appropriation for the fire fund. Sorry. In order to get the matching grant for the UV light, I'm just trying to keep enough money in the fire fund to pay wages. So instead of using that money, I just reappropriated $5,000. And, so anyways, appropriation went from $318,500 to $323,500. So the change to the fund is $5,000 in reappropriation. So I just need a motion and second.
So moved.
Okay. Second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you.
Are you done for the night?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the last new business, we're going to officially, how do you want to word this?
We have, Kevin's been released.
He's been released for full duty.
So he'll be returned to duty from his
work misconduct. Okay. So I move to reinstate Kevin to full active duty per his doctor's approval that he did have.
Second.
Okay, roll call, Dave Bench. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, any other new business? Joel, Marty,
sir.
Okay, public participation. Jim, nothing? All right, looking, Dick, you look like you want to go home and go to bed. Okay, looking for a motion to adjourn.
Move for adjournment.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried. Meeting adjourned. Yes.